from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. A new report from the Biden administration finding Israel has violated international humanitarian law in Gaza in its use of American-supplied weapons, but stopped short of drawing any conclusions. That last part drawing criticism on the Hill. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen.
They recognize how bad the situation is, but they don't want to have to take any action to hold the Netanyahu government accountable.
Meanwhile, Israeli media is reporting the War Cabinet has voted to expand operations in Rafah. This after ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas broke down.
There was a moment of hope with those talks, but they have fully broken down. Hamas demanding a permanent ceasefire, Israel offering only a temporary one. And of course, caught in the middle of all this, millions of Palestinian civilians and more than 100 Israeli hostages, including five Americans.
ABC News Global Affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz. A warning about an unwelcome angle to some June celebrations.
Foreign terrorist organizations may try to exploit LGBTQ-related events and venues during Pride Month next month, say the FBI and Department of Homeland Security. They cite a heightened threat environment in the U.S. and say attacks could come online, in the mail, or in person. Last February, ISIS focused on anti-LGBTQ messaging and called on followers to attack unspecified soft targets.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Look up this weekend.
Millions of Americans across the upper U.S. will potentially see the northern lights thanks to a severe solar storm. NOAA issuing this rare watch for the first time in nearly 20 years. A geomagnetic storm so strong it could possibly threaten communications and power grids here on Earth. Solar flares triggering spectacular displays of the aurora borealis, potentially as far south as Alabama.
But the downside, those solar storms could disrupt satellite and other communications. You're listening. More tornadoes? Blame El Nino. Ohio State University's Dr. Jana Hauser.
There's some evidence to suggest that we might see an uptick in tornado activity, particularly through the areas that we've most recently seen, such as Nebraska and Iowa, and then kind of into the heart of Oklahoma. In a regular El Nino year, so not necessarily a transitioning phase, we would also tend to expect to see some higher probabilities of tornadoes in like the Oklahoma area in the spring months.
More than 3,600 students will graduate from Montclair State University on Monday, but one New Jersey family with quintuplets will be celebrating five graduates at once. ABC's Anthony Johnson has more.
Five graduates with five different degrees.
The fact that it happened all at the same time makes me super proud.
All getting scholarships to go to school close to home.
Doing it all together, it's awesome.
And close to each other.
It's like a large friend group that you can't leave.
The five kids born just minutes apart on the 4th of July will be walking together for graduation from Montclair State University.
It's remarkable the fact that we're all able to do this in one ceremony.
And for the Pavolo family, that togetherness is the key.
We have each other's back.
We do.
An Arizona woman who pleaded guilty to show have on home surveillance shows her pouring bleach into her husband's coffee in July of last year, sentenced to.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.